Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Philadelphia police are still looking for 23-year-old Kaida Scott, who's been missing for nearly 2 weeks now, but they have had a couple of big breaks in their investigation. They arrested a suspect yesterday. He faces kidnapping charges. And then later in the day, they found a car they believed is connected to this case. KYW's Tim Jimenez joining us from East Germantown with more on this. Morning, Tim.
Good morning, Carol. Yeah, this is day 12 of the search for Kaida Scott, and while progress has been made, the 23-year-old is still unaccounted for.
We're making leeway, but it's also dead ends, so we're just looking for something solid.
That's Scott's uncle speaking to NBC 10 following yesterday's developments. In the morning, police announced that 21-year-old Keon King turned himself in and was charged with kidnapping. Investigators believe King was the last person to see Scott before her disappearance, but they did not elaborate on that. King was charged with kidnapping earlier this year, actually, but the charges were dropped when the victim did not show up to court. The charges, though, were refiled yesterday after his arrest. Now, later on yesterday morning, police got a tip to come here to the shuttered Ada Lewis Middle School here in East Germantown. Police say they found physical evidence here connecting Scott to this scene, though they did not go into further detail. This property, by the way, very close to Aubrey Arboretum, which police combed through last week, and they came up empty in that search. Police also said they were looking for King's gold 1999 Toyota Camry, and in the afternoon they got a 911 call telling them that it was in the back of an apartment complex on Gypsy Lane in East Falls. Now, police towed away that car, Carol, and the plan was to go through it after getting a search warrant.
All right, thank you, Tim. KYW's Tim Jimenez in East Germantown.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.